You're now tuned in to The Investor Show, where we teach simple wealth creation for the common investors with investment advisor, award-winning author, international speaker, and founder of Royal Financial Investment Group, Prince Dykes.
As you can see in the title and description box, we're going to be talking about Uber stock versus Lyft stock. This is a topic I chose today because on my YouTube channel, I had a little poll put up about what stock would you buy. And 67% of the people said they would buy Uber stock. So I decided to do a little research, and I decided to do an episode on it. So I'm going to give 9 reasons. We're going to go through 9 things that I evaluated via the 2018 balance sheets of Lyft and the 2018 balance sheets of Uber. So I looked at the balance sheets that went back about, with Uber, went back about 5 years. With Lyft, it went back about 3 years. But both of the companies just IPO'd this year. So some of the things we're going to look at, we're going to look at the PE ratio. We're going to look at the dividend. We're going to look at the network of both companies. We're going to look at the revenue, how much money is spent on research and development, brand strength, stock price, stock performance, and operating expenses. So because, you know what, let's jump straight into it. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and children of all ages, you are now tuned in to the Prince of Investing, coming to you guys and girls live, all the way from the beautiful state of Denver, Colorado, via Honolulu, Hawaii. Don't forget to hit that like, subscribe, comment, and share button. And as always, check out that description box and hit that bell icon to get updates as they come. But as always, I don't have a lot of time, and I definitely know you guys and girls don't have a lot of time, so we're going to jump straight into it. As you can see in the title and description box, we're going to be talking about Uber stock versus Lyft stock. This is a topic I chose today because on my YouTube channel, I had a little poll put up about what stock would you buy. And 67% of the people said they would buy Uber stock. So I decided to do a little research, and I decided to do an episode on it. So I'm going to give 9 reasons. We're going to go through 9 things that I evaluated via the 2018 balance sheets of Lyft and the 2018 balance sheets of Uber. So I looked at the balance sheets that went back about, with Uber, went back about 5 years. With Lyft, it went back about 3 years. But both of the companies just IPO'd this year. So some of the things we're going to look at, we're going to look at the PE ratio. We're going to look at the dividend. We're going to look at the network of both companies. We're going to look at the revenue, how much money is spent on research and development, brand strength, stock price, stock performance, and operating expenses. So because, you know what, let's jump straight into it. Let's first jump into the PE ratio. Now, when we look at the PE ratio is the price to earnings ratio, the price of the stock versus the earnings. Now, neither one of the companies, Uber is not profitable. Also, Lyft is not profitable. As big as these companies seem, as much as they're doing, neither company are either profitable. Now, with either company being profitable, that means both of their PE ratios are zero. So neither company are profitable. So both companies' PE ratio is zero. Now we're going to look at the market capitalization of each stock. Market capitalization for Uber is $56 billion. The market capitalization for Lyft is $12 billion. So I think both companies, looking at the evaluations of the companies, compared to their earnings, a non-profitable company being worth $56 billion and another non-profitable company being worth $12 billion. So I do think both companies are grossly overvalued, but I think that a lot of, they're a new industry, they're brand new or whatnot, but both of the companies are grossly overvalued, being valued at $56 billion and $12 billion, and you're not even profitable. So That's one thing that I already look at. So that's market capitalization, price to earnings. Second thing, dividend. And of course, neither company has a dividend, right? Neither company has a dividend for either one of their stocks they provide. So that kind of put them back in a tie with each other. The next one. Now, let's go back to market capitalization. Market capitalization, $56 billion for Uber and $12 billion for Lyft. That means that Uber, in my opinion, is grossly overvalued compared to a Lyft. Next thing we're going to look at, I broke down the net worth of each company, right? Breaking down in the net worth of each company, I took their total assets minus their total liabilities in 2018, 2017, 2016, and so on, right? And, of course, Uber has a higher net worth. It's about double or triple the net worth of Lyft. So when you look at when I looked at all the assets and I subtracted all of the liabilities, Uber network doubled or tripled, almost tripled Lyft's network. So network wise, Uber is worth more when we look at the net. When we look at the network, so it's just like I look at a stock like an individual person or individual house. You take out the assets and liabilities, and if I look at one house compared to another house, I say, okay, well, this company here, it's not. It doesn't mean everything. It doesn't mean a future earning potential. Doesn't mean anything like that. But it means that right now, I'll put a higher value looking at the assets and liabilities. Now, another thing I looked at when we looked at the network, Uber wins the block of network. I'm almost doubling and tripling. And then also Uber network doubled from 2017 to 2019 versus Lyft. It's just went up by a smidgen, not that much, right? The year-to-year network. So I like to look at that because that means that when a company hits a downturn, when the economy hits a downturn, how can that company survive and be able to make it to the next day? Now, another interesting one that I haven't done in a while is I looked at the revenue, right? Total revenues. Which company is bringing in the most money? I'm looking down at my notes here for the people that's catching this live or catching the playback. Looking down at my notes, these are notes that I took throughout my evaluation process. When I look at the revenue, of Uber versus Lyft in 2018, 2017, 2016, it's not even close. Uber is bringing in more revenue than Lyft, hands down, right? Also in 2018, they probably brought in, they brought in about 5 times as much in total revenue than Lyft. And they also beat them 7 times as much in 2017. So we're looking at who's bringing in the most money. It's Uber. Who has the higher network? It's Uber, right? So that's the second part. Then number three. Now, this was a kind of hard one to do. We had to look at brand. Who has the strongest and biggest brand, right? When I look at the strongest and biggest brand, I will say it's probably, I've never used Lyft. I think I probably downloaded the app once, but I know friends that say, hey, they're driven for both. They like Lyft a little bit better. But I think Uber has a stronger brand. Why do I think Uber has a stronger brand? First, Uber came out first in 2009. And Lyft came out, was founded in 2012. Just because you've been around long enough, you have a stronger brand. But it seems that Uber has turned into an adjective, right? People say, hey, man, I'm going to call your Uber. Or, hey, you better look at Uber. Uber is kind of like the thing. It was the first one. It seems like, to me, it has the strongest brand from evaluating it online, from evaluating the nose when I compare it to Lyft. So when you look at their rideshare industry, that's what they're calling it, the rideshare industry, it seems like Uber has a strong brand position currently. So I have to give brand to Uber as well. Why is brand so important? Just look at McDonald's, right? McDonald's has a tremendously strong brand just due to the fast food industry, right? People always will say, hey, you're going to end up working at McDonald's. They don't mean McDonald's literally. They're speaking of fast food. It's like the king. It came out first. It was the original, right? You see Burger King and Wendy's and all these other people try to copy his motto, but it seems that McDonald's has a stronghold. So when I look at the game itself, I would say Uber has a stronger brand than Lyft, has the strongest brand in the rideshare industry currently. Now, the next one it's a very interesting thing that I wanted to compare was research and development, right? Companies that are constantly putting out money to research and development. Research and develop means they're looking for better ways to advance the company in the future. So I like to look at companies who's putting a lot of money towards research and development, because 9 times out of 10 is probably going to pay them dividends in the future. Like, we know, for prime example, I used to think Uber was cool. I thought it would kill the cab industry. But I just came back from New York, and the cab industry is doing fine and well. I think I caught an Uber somewhere, and I caught a cab somewhere, too. So the cab industry is still alive and kicking in downtown, very urban areas like New York, but not so much in other places or whatnot. So we look at an Uber. It is, when we look at Uber, what research and development does, and I brought this up because I've never heard of Uber Black. I didn't know there was an Uber Black. I figured out Uber Black was, you know, when I had a couple celebrity friends that wanted to do something or whatnot. I had to, you know, they told me, hey, I only ride Black. I'm like, what is Black? And I looked up Black. Oh, wow. So that was a very interesting topic that they had done of being able to get a luxury vehicle or luxury transportation via Uber. Now, we've heard of Uber going into freights and trains and all sorts of things, right? I've seen all type of information on Uber, but that comes back to research and development is how a company goes forward in the future. So a company goes further into the future due to their research and the money they put on research and development to see how would it go from how would it go to the particular future by how much money they spend on trying to see what is the next best thing. And when I came down to that, I didn't mean to beat that dead horse. When I came down to research and development, Uber won again. Uber is allocating more money to its research and development. Now, when I looked at their, so I give them the win to that because that's a way for me to predict the future of where the company is going, new technologies is going to have, new things are going to be going on with the company. That's how I was going to be able to do it, research and development. Now, the next thing is stock price. Very easy one. Everybody already knows, right? Uber stock price is about $30 early, $33. Right now, currently, as I'm making this video, early $30. But then you have Lyft, which is over $40-something. So Lyft is priced more than Uber. How can Lyft be priced more than Uber when it has a lower network, when it has a lower earnings or whatnot? Now, we know stock prices are, you know, like the great Warren Buffett said, price is what you pay, value is what you get, you know, or whatnot. But why is Lyft trading for more than Uber, right? Now, so I look at that, when I look at that, I already expect that both of the companies are overevaluated according to their earnings and their current revenue. But for Lyft to be about $40-something and be higher than Uber, I got to give it to, I would say Uber is a better stock to buy according to stock price, right? Now, the next one we're going to look at stock performance, right? As we know that both of these companies just recently IPO'd a couple months ago, Lyft being the first one, Uber following not too far after that. Since IPOing, Lyft has dropped 40%. That's right, 40%. Also, Uber has dropped 20%, right? So, for people who really follow me and know me, know that I'm not a big IPO fan in general at all in the first place. And this gave me, take a swig of water. This gave me a good reason why. When Lyft first came out, it was valued at $20 billion. It had no revenue to back it up. It had no hard financial facts to back why its valuation was so high. And I even remember putting out a video, and I remember someone even asking Warren Buffett about it. I think Lyft was valued at $25 billion. And he said, well, I evaluate companies as a whole. I look at if I was going to buy the whole thing. And he was saying that Lyft, you know, some people say, hey, he's old school or whatnot. That's true. Business is one of those things that we change the way we do business, but business doesn't change. like someone who gets a earns a business degree or a doctorate in business 20 years ago or 30 years ago, the knowledge that they gained 30 years ago is still can be applied today versus other industries. Like if you got a cybersecurity degree 30 years ago, it pretty much be obsolete today because of so much has changed. Things are constantly changing. The way we do IP addresses, VPNs, the way that new hacks are coming in every single day, it's very hard to keep up with it. Versus if you take business that we did 50 or 60 years ago, it's the same exact concept, but now it's on an app. Insurance is the same thing that it was 20, 30, 50 years ago. Now we just doing it in a different way. It's like that old school thing in business. Nothing new up under the sun, right? Even when you look at the cryptocurrency world, we think it's something new. But when you talk to those guys who got a little gray in their hair, they'll tell you, hey, something like this did come before and it did happen before. It's just repackaged. It's like being a dad and you see your kids come up telling you jokes or trying to pull things that you already seen and done. They don't know that you already done that, right? They look at you as old, out of touch. Oh, Dad, nobody plays video games no more. We got an iPad. Still the same video game. You just playing it in a different direction. Well, your video game may be a little bit more advanced, but it's the same thing. So he took that business approach. And he said, if I had $25 billion and I can buy anything, I wouldn't be buying Lyft. With $25 billion, I know way better companies that I could be a part of. You know, if you had $25 billion a day, would you go out and buy $60 billion a day? Would you go out and buy Uber out of all the other companies that are out there? Some of you may not take a little risk, but that's the thing, right? So both IPOs drop significantly. That's why I don't like IPOs. Once they IPO, this is when I started to become interested. Once they drop 40%, 20%, or whatever the case may be. So when we look at PE ratio, there's a tie. Neither company has a PE ratio. When it comes to dividends, there's a tie. Neither company gives a dividend. When it comes to revenue, Uber wins. Total revenues, Uber wins. When it comes to brand strength, brand awareness, I gotta give it to Uber. Uber wins. When it comes to research and development, Uber's putting more dollars. Just because you're spending more money doesn't mean that you're more effective, but it shows me that you're a little aggressive on your company's future in designing new technology. When it comes down to stock price, Uber is the cheaper stock and it has the higher network or whatnot, whatever the case may be. When it comes down to network itself, we already know Uber is winning on the network. When it comes down to stock performance, both companies since IPOing have done pretty bad, especially compared to the market. But they're a brand new thing. And we got to say, I would say Uber is the shining turd because they only dropped 20% versus Lyft 40%. When it comes down to market capitalization, Uber is at $56 billion and Lyft is at $12 billion. I will say Lyft wins that category because it's at a lower, it has a lower market capitalization, which means that both of them being non-profitable, you know, that means that everybody that's buying these stocks are predicting into the future. They have high hopes for the future. Now I'm going to give you a little bit of Prince opinion that's not backed up by numbers. My first opinion, when it comes down to this, Uber has this personal vibe in me that reminds me of Facebook. When Facebook first IPO'd, I remember it like yesterday. I remember cleaning up somewhere. I was picking up trash somewhere and something like that in San Diego. This other guy was picking up trash with me. He's like, Prince, what about that Facebook, man? Facebook is IPOing. It was a big deal. Mark Zuckerberg is going to New York to IPO Facebook, right? And at that time, excuse me, taking a little swig of water for people that's listening. At that time, Facebook was the first of its kind. Now we got so many. We got Pinterest that went public. Facebook has gone public. I think Snapchat has gone public. Twitter has gone public. But if I remember, Facebook and Twitter was kind of around about that same time. And when Facebook came out, I was like, how do they make money? I heard they're not even profitable. What are you going to do? And it first came out, And I mean, it got killed as an IPO. I mean, it went down, you know, drastically. I remember Facebook went down to like $20 at the time. Then I told myself, I was like, see, I don't know. See, Facebook, man, I don't know. A social media, you know, it's just a website. When you think about it, what does it do? How does it produce things or whatnot? And now look at Facebook today, $170, $180, right? It rebounded very well. It's like once they clear it out, cleaned out, when companies go public, they raise a lot of money from the public. They get billions and billions of dollars to be able to put money in different places to grow the company. And when Facebook did that, they grew crazy, right? They grew, you know, significantly big time. They grew, you know, they did very well for themselves, right? And now when I look at that, I tell people, I'm like, man, look at how massive this company has grown. What do you have to look forward to when you evaluate the company, right? So, you know, so Uber got that vibe to me that it has that strong brand, first of its kind in the industry, which I know Lyft kind of came first, but the first of its kind in this industry, it has that strong brand, and it seems like, hey, just IPO, it has all the feelings of Uber, I mean, of Facebook. So when it comes down to it, currently right now, I don't like either one of them, right? I think if you're just going out here to start investing, this is the wrong conversation to be having. But if you're someone who's looking for a little spice to your portfolio, I got to go with Uber. I like Uber. I just went down the list in that ride share space currently. I like Uber. I like the way Uber is doing. I like the aggressiveness in research and development, like I spoke about. I also compared their operating expenses, right? And when I looked at their operating expenses, I also noticed that, Uber is spending way more money to operate itself, right? Whereas Lyft is keeping its operating expenses pretty low. But when I look at it overall, due to the strength of the companies, due to the network, due to the price of the stocks, due to everything else, and if I had to stay in that industry and I wanted to get one, I would choose Uber, hands down. All right? Well, my name is Prince Dykes. We just went through and we just evaluated both companies. If you don't think I was fair, if you say, well, Prince, you know, you didn't compare insurances or whatever the case may be, let me know. Drop a comment below. But I try to be as fair as possible, go to the most important things as possible. They don't have a 10K. Neither company have a 10K. They did have two 10 kilos. I mean, two 10 Qs. I think they had one, both of them had 10, both of them had one of a 10Q, but I wanted to evaluate annual reports. Neither one of them had a 10K, but they did have to turn in the annual numbers when they were going public. So looking at what I have on balance sheets and income sheets, me, I have to go with the Uber. Y'all let me know what you think. Until the next video, podcast, cartoon, or whatever else you see me do crazy around the globe. Peace, be safe, I'm out. Thank you.